All right. Go ahead, fire away. There's a little joke between me and Hagen. I don't know. We play good. We rush good. Our guys rush good together.
You view Rodgers and Wilson kind of similar in their styles, just being able to get outside the pocket?
Similar. I mean, Wilson can really scramble. You know, he's Fran Tarkenton-ish, but he's throwing the ball extremely well. He's been extremely accurate on the move. He sees things. He's got great vision. He's been playing at an extremely high level.
Mike, if you look at your defense since you took it over last year, where would you say it's come the furthest?
I don't know. I didn't really have any expectations. I mean, you know, we had to teach the whole thing. But they caught on fast.
Mike, what do you think St. Louis has done so well against Seattle in the two wins they had this season?
Well, they created some turnovers. They were physical with them. I think they did a good job offensively of making some plays as they progressed and taking good care of the football.
Mike, with Teddy starting on Sunday, that was essentially a playoff. Are there any concerns about any particular issues, or are you pretty sure that that was just an aberration since Teddy had it?
Well, I don't know. We'll find out this week. I don't have any concerns about Teddy. I'm sure he'll play good this week.
Mike, Seattle doesn't live or play in the kind of weather that's expected Sunday. How do you make that an advantage for your team?
Well, the first thing, we need our fans to make an advantage for us. They need to be loud and make sure they have some tailgating before they come out so they stay warm. I don't know. We've luckily been in some of these element games, the Carolina game a year ago, the Giants game on Sunday night, and Green Bay last week. I'm sure they've probably been in some as well, but it's it's just something that we'll deal with.
From your perspective, how does that sort of brutal cold change the complexion of a game and how you might call it?
Well, it could a lot. The wind affects things more than probably anything does. The cold is the cold, but the ball's going to be harder, a little more slippery. It's going to be a lot of concentration when guys are out on the field. They got to concentrate. And really don't worry about the cold. You worry about playing. Tackling will be big, because of that, I think.
As a defensive guy, what impresses you most when you look at how they play defense over the last 4 years?
Yeah, I was just telling somebody they're really, really good at what they do. I wouldn't say they're extremely fancy at everything what they do, but they do it and they say, here we are, let's go, and they get after you. They're physical. They play great in coverage. They play great in the run. And that's impressive when you don't have to try to trick people all the time and things like that. You can just, you can play your base defense and get after people, and they do that.
As good as they are in coverage, and it's well known how good the secondary is, how do they play the run at a level that's higher than everybody else?
Well, a lot of times they've got an extra guy in there, but they do a great job of having an extra guy in the box for the run and playing coverage with it. And the corners on the outside do a good job. Earl Thomas in the middle, he kind of is a window wiper back there. He's got great range and toughness. And then, I think they do a great job with their linebackers in coverage as well.
And to lead the league in points 4 years in a row hasn't been, Paul Brown team did it last. What would that mean I mean, how difficult is that? Because they've had three coordinators. I'm sure there's turnover in players.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. They, you know, the nucleus of their players, you know, remain the same, which is what you want to try to do. But they play fast because of how they play, the things they do. They play fast. They understand concepts really good. So I think that all leads to being fast and physical.
Mike, how close was Linval to playing the other day? And was the fact that you wanted to save him for the playoffs factoring that into that at all, him not playing?
No, it didn't factor at all. I mean, if he could have played, he would have played.
Is it just a deal that it seems like for especially bigger guys like that, like a toe injury just is something that can just bother players for a while?
Yeah, it was, I mean, after the game, it was sore and swollen. After the game he played, you know, it was sore and swollen, and just took a little time.
Hopeful that you'll be able to get him this week?
I am. Well, Everson's a good player, great person. He's got a great attitude. You know, I think it's impressive that the team voted him as a captain coming in here because of the way he works and the way he does things and tries to be a great teammate. But he played great the other night. He had some unbelievable effort plays. Obviously, he's a talented athlete that gives you a full day's work. And when he plays like that, he's tough to handle.
Obviously, a big difference in playoff experience between the two teams. How do you get your guys acclimated to that so they're not playing catch-up, trying to get to that next gear on Sunday?
Well, we have some guys in there, and I've talked to them about, you know, what to expect. And, you know, right now it's really about preparation and execution for us. And then as the week goes on, then we'll start talking more about the intensity level of the playoffs and things. But I've talked to them about it a little bit already.
Have you seen a change in their focus or energy with it being playoff time now?
Well, I've only seen them a little bit today, so, I mean, they're about like they always are.
What are some of the challenges going up a team that has so much playoff season in Seattle guys while you've got so many key guys that
have been? Yeah, I don't know if it's that or that they're really, really good. You know, they beat us pretty bad the last time we played them. It wasn't close. They got after us in every phase. You know, so we have to perform extremely well for us to play good in this game. We have to do things right. We have to tackle. We didn't tackle good in that game. We obviously didn't do anything offensively in the game. We didn't run the ball good, throw the ball good, third downs, none of that stuff. So we can't worry about the playoff experience until we do the things right in order for us to win. You know, it's kind of like what we've been saying all year long, that when we do things right, we have a good opportunity to win. When we don't, we don't. But they got after us in the last ball game. I think we've been in a lot of tight ball games, and we've made some strides in those when we've had those opportunities. And so, but we have to get it to that point.
Mike, how much did you learn from facing Russell Wilson the first time ever, having not played him before with your defense?
Yeah, I learned he's really, really good. I mean, he throws a ball. He throws a deep ball great. He's extremely accurate on the quick throws. He gets the ball out fast. He sees things. He's an unbelievable scrambler. I mean, there was times when we had him and two guys couldn't get him. You know, he's like Houdini. It's a quote for you.
Mike, how does Marshawn Lynch enhance their offense if he's able to play?
Well, he's going to enhance it a lot because he's a load. Obviously, he's a great back, physical. I think he does a lot of good things well, not just running the football. I think he's good in protection. I think he's good at catching the ball. That's another factor that we didn't have to face when they thumped us the last time. So we're going to have to be extra good.
I was reading about your offensive line and how well your center's playing. for an offensive line that's struggled. Do you feel like your offensive line is struggling?
I think we can do a lot better.
Mike, what was your biggest difficulty on third down defense last time against Seattle?
I think we had about 8 third and ones, which made it, you know, makes it difficult. They had, you know, we had them at times at 2nd and 9, and then it's 3rd and 1. That happened several times in the game. It might not have been 2nd and 9, but there was a lot of 3rd and 1s in the ball game, and you know, it's hard to stop people on in 3rd and 1s. But they usually try to get to 3rd and manageable situations, and you know, they run a lot of rub routes and things like that when, and you know, it's 3rd and 4, and you know, they kind of rub you and he gets the ball out quick, or you know, some of the where the free release of the back, things like that. But they're 46% on third down, so they pretty good anyway. But we helped them a lot in that game. I think they're 68 or something when we played them.
Like that first game, did you feel like you guys were flat, or did they make you flat? I mean, they make a lot of good teams look.
Yeah, they just whooped us. They got after us. They beat us in every phase. They beat us every which way. I don't know that the team has ever been flat. I mean, I don't know, but I don't think we were flat. I think they just got after us.
I know there's been pretty good chemistry between Russell and Doug Baldwin, but you know, Wilson's also hitting a lot of different receivers and kind of spreading the ball around. Does that make it more difficult for a defense when you're not exactly sure if there's...
Yeah, well, they do so many good things. You know, they've got the zone read game in the running game, and then they got the run game with the boots and the play actions, and they got the deep shots to lock it, and you know, they hit Curse on some balls, Wilson on some play actions. It makes it really difficult. They do a number of things. I think Bevel does a great job in the things they do. They make it difficult for you. The concepts. You know, that Tom Cable, the offensive line coach, I think he does a terrific job. So it makes it, you know, the whole gamut of things they do make it difficult.
Time for two more.
With Dominique Jones, who's on the practice squad, if he were to be the guy to pull up, be called up for Rhett, what does he bring to the table as a player?
You know, he's got some athletic ability in the passing game. You know, he's been around here, so he knows the system a little bit.
I expect Michael Pruitt to see a much more increased role now with Red out.
Yeah, probably.
What do you want to see from him filling that role? It's kind of the sense like they're similar type players.
You know, I don't know that they're really similar players. But Michael is going to have to do some dirty work, you know, probably.
Have you seen progress in run blocking from him throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, he, you know, he's a shorter statured guy with lower center of gravity that has some size and strength, so he'll be okay in a running game. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.